And finally, crate diggers look for obscure music on vinyl, cassettes, or reels. They'll pore over crates of old music for hours. Sometimes it leads them in unexpected directions. Take Brian Shimkovitz. He's a crate digger who amassed a trove of forgotten cassettes from African musicians. Shimkovitz started writing a blog called Awesome Tapes from Africa. Then he turned it into a traveling stage show. And now it's a record label. Brian Shimkovitz explains the trajectory.
Awesome Tapes from Africa is a blog that I started in 2006 as a way to share the bizarre and wonderful music that I was finding in West Africa on two trips there. I brought back tons and tons of recordings on cassette, and I thought a blog would be an efficient and fun way to share it with people. You know, I've posted almost 200 tapes up there, but I've only really scratched the surface of what's available, I think.
And it's pretty funny because you do not only the blog Awesome Tapes from Africa, but you take this show on the road and you do DJ shows spinning tapes. And I've seen you in action. You actually have tapes. We know they kind of fall apart from time to time, and you have to kind of rewind them and stick them in new housings. And you're old school.
Yeah, it's an interesting challenge, and it's been a lot of fun. And it started off as a thing to kind of bring the blog alive and bring it to people, and now it's like my full-time thing that I'm constantly traveling to Europe and playing at festivals. And DJing on tapes is certainly novel to watch, but it also provides like a unique sound.
And, you know, since you spin tapes, I'm wondering if you can just tell us about a few of the challenges you face when you're doing the show live and something goes wrong. What's the worst situation you've ever been in?
I was playing in Latvia a couple weeks ago, and a tape that I really, really love, right in the middle of a huge drum break, just completely got garbled and stopped. And so I typically try to prepare my next track immediately once I start a track so that I have a backup.
Well, as we said earlier, now you've got a new life. Now Awesome Tapes from Africa has a new life as a label, and your debut launch comes out in a couple of weeks. It's a Malian legend, Nawa Dumbia. Tell us why you chose her, why you decided to launch a label, and why this fantastic recording isn't already out.
It seemed like a natural evolution to start releasing the records because obviously I'm posting up for free download these recordings that you can't find anywhere else. I thought it would make sense to take it a step further and give the artists a chance to make some money off of it. So I'm doing 50-50 deals with artists that I'm meeting up with, you know, by hook or by crook, because communicating between here and Africa is quite difficult. But I chose Nawa Dumbia partially because it seemed like a really interesting artist who's poised for broader recognition. You know, she's sort of a household name in Mali, but she's not super well known outside of West Africa. And this recording, which was made in 1982, is, you know, so organic and acoustic and beautiful. It just seemed like a really interesting and sort of accessible way to put out the first recording on this label.
That's blogger Brian Shimkovitz. We have a link to his blog, Awesome Tapes from Africa, at theworld.org. And music by Nawa Dumbia takes us out today. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend. Well,